Scientists from all over the world have been debating the status of one of the planets in our solar system. Is it a planet? Is it not a planet? You Earthlings, residents of Colorado Springs, Colorado Springulians, you listen to the scientific facts laid out in the sun. You decide for yourself. Is it a planet? Or is it a plan not? In Arizona, at the turn of the 20th century, astromathematician Percival Lowell was searching for what he called Planet X, because he knew deep down in his soul that an unseen gravitational presence meant a new planet spinning in the air, joining the other eight already known, circling our sun up there. But Percival Lowell died in 1916, his theory still only a theory, till 1930 when Clyde Tombaugh, in his scientific query, discovered Planet X, 3.7 billion miles from our sun. A smallish ball of frozen rock, methane and nitrogen. It joined Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Our solar system's newest neighbor, two-thirds the size of our moon. A tiny, barely visible speck of cold, minus 440 below. Not exactly paradise. They named the planet
Pluto!
Hey! Phew, you're paying attention. That same year, 1930, Walt Disney debuted his own Pluto as well. But a cartoon dog with the very same name as the CEO of hell. Now that was not your normal Disney style. Most thought he was riding the coattails of Pluto mania sweeping the land, not unlike our modern love for manatees and whales. For the next 5 decades, mysterious Pluto kept evaded our minds. As late as 1978, its own moon Charon was seen for the very first time. But now, telescopes and satellites and computer calculations say that Pluto may not be a planet at all, creating great consternation. Some scientists say that Pluto is a trans-Neptunian interloper swept away by an unknown force, or a remnant of a wayward comet somehow sucked off course. Others say that Pluto is an asteroid in the sun's gravitational pull. But if you had asked Clyde Tombaugh, he would have told you that's all bull. I get hundreds of letters from kids every year. He says, it's Pluto, the planet they love. It's not Pluto the comet, it's not Pluto the asteroid they wonder about above. And at the International Astronomical Union Working Group for Planetary System Nomenclature, that is a real club, they too say Pluto is a planet, reinforcing Clyde Tombaugh's view of nature. Norwegian Carrie Eksnes, professor at the Theoretical Astrophysics Institute, he too says Pluto is a planet and a significant one to boot. But at the University of Colorado, astronomer Larry Esposito, don't applaud this man. He says if Pluto were discovered today, it would not be a planet. End of discussion, finito. He says that Pluto is definitely not spun off from solar matter like the other 8 planets we know. By every scientific measurement we have, is Pluto a planet? No. And now 20 astronomy textbooks refer to Pluto as less than a planet. I guess if Pluto showed up at a planet convention, the bouncer would be forced to ban it. St. Christopher's looking down on this and he says, Pluto, I can relate. Mr. Moaner from Sainthood, I gotta tell you, little buddy, it didn't feel real great. And Scorpios look up in despair because Pluto rules their sign. Is now reading their daily horoscope just a futile waste of time? It takes 248 Earth years for Pluto to circle our sun. It's tiny and it's cold, but of all heavenly bodies, it was Clyde Tombaugh's favorite one. Till he was 91, he worked every day in Las Cruces, New Mexico, determined to maintain the planetary status of his beloved Pluto. But how are we going to deal with it if science comes up with the proof that Pluto is never a planet? How do we handle this truth? As the PhDs all disagree, we don't know yet who's wrong or who's right. But wherever you are and whatever you are, Pluto, we know you're up there tonight. And in the year 2016, you're going to see the New Horizons Express fly by and take pictures of your way cool surface to send to your webpage address. http://dorsxx.colorado.edu/pluto-home.html. You've got your own webpage for little guy. You sure made quite a splash. Yes, at the turn of the 20th century, astro-mathematician Percy Lowell, in his quest for Planet X, started this ball to roll. But at the start of the 21st century, we think he may have been a little off base. So we look at the sky and wonder what new surprises await us in outer space. We look at the sky and we wonder. Thank you, but do you see a slight look of disappointment on my face? You did know that was a sing-along? You all jumped in on Pluto. I thought it was clear sailing from there.